Why is it when we talk about extraterrestrial life out there in the universe, so many people who are supposed to be religious just tend to shy away from that, almost as if they believe that only us, that we are the only ones in the universe? Why is that?
This is David. I believe it's just a lack of information. That's what my website and my book have been trying to iron out for Christians specifically, and anybody else who wants to actually look into it from the secular realm. But if they knew what the Bible was saying exactly, they wouldn't have any problem with what was being discovered on Mars, and they wouldn't have any problem with what's happening in the air around our atmosphere, around our Earth, because there's a specific explanation for all these things. But it is difficult because the Bible, maybe up to 200 years ago, wasn't available in the vernacular, wasn't available in the common tongue. And just 100 years ago, it wasn't really feasible, unless you had a lot of money, to go someplace and actually become a scholar in what the Bible said. 100 years ago, though, James Strong actually cataloged the entire New Testament and actually put a lexicon in for the Greek and for the Hebrew, and you can go back and actually find what the words are actually saying. So that's a big problem.
Isn't it true that if you truly look at the Bible and make these logical interpretations, it clearly spells out that we've been visited before?
Well, this is Hugh Ross speaking. The Bible does talk about God creating two different kinds of intelligent beings, physical beings that are confined to the space-time manifold of the universe, namely us, and angels that are not confined to the space-time manifold of the universe. And I think the reason why so many Christians hold the view that we're the only intelligent physical aliens in the universe is when you look at what the Bible says is the purpose for his creating the universe, he would only need one physical intelligent species to fulfill the seven different purposes he's outlined in the Bible for creating the universe.
You know what baffles me? That, you know, here you are, you're all experts at what you do, scholars, theologians, scientists, researchers. Do you ever, all of you collectively, just stop sometimes to try to figure out, what the heck are we doing here?
All the time, George, particularly over my last 20 years. And I must say that the answers to me have gotten more ambiguous as opposed to clearer. I mean, a little later on in the program, we're going to talk about some specific data that we have come across in the last two or three days and put together and have posted on the Enterprise website tonight. And frankly, it's going to blow Hugh Ross away, either positively or negatively, but Hugh is going to leave us tonight a changed person for us having discovered it. But for me, I don't yet know what it means. As I get deeper and deeper into this extraordinary adventure that started when I looked at a set of photographs taken by NASA of what looked to be ruins on another planet made by intelligent beings, i.e. Mars, I am less and less certain of all kinds of things, and to me that's a good place because, you know, you've been touting that I, you know, recently passed a very major birthday.
Yes, I sure did.
And normally when people get to that era, they're kind of fixed in their personal view. They kind of think they know how the universe works, and to me the extraordinary thing is that there's so much left to learn and to unlearn that I thought I knew before.
So true. So
George?
True. Yeah.
George, I'd like to jump in here a little bit.
That's you, Mike Kaiser?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Me. I would echo, some of what I've just heard in the last few minutes. I think that, in a general sense, I don't wonder why we're here. I think the scripture is pretty clear that we're here to represent God on the earth. In whatever we do, that of course doesn't violate some moral principle. We're here to figure out what makes the universe tick as well, and we've all been given different sets of gifts to steward the earth, to perpetuate the human race, to again master our little corner, our little niche, whatever it is that God has put in our hearts to investigate and to learn and to grow therein. So in a general sense, I don't wonder. Of course, for each individual, there's the question of how do I live that out in a very specific way. So I think that's what Richard's talking about. But as far as why, going back just a few seconds here, to why Christians tend to have this narrow view, I do agree with Hugh that part of the reason is that the Bible doesn't specifically mention extraterrestrials. It mentions the two, you know, life forms that he mentioned. And with Dave, again, a general lack of information, I can't argue with that either. I think on the other side, and understand that I do, intellectually, separate the more popular ideas of ufology from the bigger question of extraterrestrial life, even though they tend to get lumped together. But that part of it has scared the church away, because if you look at contactee literature, for instance, there is what I call a hijacking of Christian doctrine. You know, Jesus was from Venus and that sort of thing. So that kind of thing, you know, the links between ufology and spiritualism and theosophy, Christians tend to look at that, and it creates unfortunately a link in their minds. And I'm not saying that the link doesn't exist. I think in a lot of that literature and a lot of those experiences it does exist. But the question of whether there can be an extraterrestrial intelligence doesn't have to go down that road. But often, you know, people of faith look at it like that's the only road.
Is there a distinct difference between belief that there's extraterrestrial life out there in the universe, or that it's visited here? Because you, Hugh, you believe there is life out there, but it just hasn't come here. Seth Shostak from the SETI Institute believes there's extraterrestrial life out there, but it hasn't come here. Does that matter at all?
Well, you know, just to get my position correct, I do believe that there are the remains of Earth life on all the solar system bodies. I mean, it's about 200 pounds of Earth material for every 100 square kilometers on Mars, and 20,000 tons for every 100 square kilometers on the Moon. So in that sense, I am a believer in extraterrestrial life, but I believe it's simply transported Earth life. I'm quite skeptical about the idea that there's physical life on any other place in the universe that's indigenous.